USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's mounting pressure on the Biden administration to address the supply chain issues hitting stores nationwide. Major ports are dealing with an unprecedented pileup of cargo containers, and major retailers say they're scrambling to fill their shelves with certain items. Home Depot has started chartering ships to get around the supply chain crisis to make sure decorations, plumbing supplies, heaters, and more are in stock. Jim Monkmeyer is the president of transportation for DHL Supply Chain. He tells ABC's Good Morning America these issues are not going away anytime soon.
I think domestically, because the truck driving shortage is such an issue, we're going to see issues all the way through 2022.
President Biden releasing a statement calling the late General Colin Powell a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Powell died on Monday. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today is the deadline for Oregon state employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Democratic Governor Kate Brown issuing the mandate in August requiring state employees, school employees, healthcare workers, and long-term care facility workers to show proof of full vaccination by October 18th. Workers were also allowed to request an exemption for medical reasons or religious beliefs. Some state workers are getting a little extra time to get vaccinated thanks to the deadline extensions negotiated by their unions. That includes executive branch workers who have until November 30th. For generations, Superman's motto was truth, justice, and the American way. But now DC Comics is announcing that the superhero won't be saying America anymore. His new slogan will be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up with the Buffalo Bills hosting the Tennessee Titans. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sounding the alarm regarding another major concern.
Suspected Mexican cartels have been shooting at the National Guardsmen securing the Texas border. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says the Biden administration has not a care in the world to secure America's sovereignty.
We're seeing the highest number of cross-border crossings, and it's all because of the catastrophic open border policies. The cartels are getting even more aggressive, and the cartels on the Mexican side of the border, they're beginning to open fire on the National Guard that the Texas has down on the border to secure the border. This is escalating into a firing war on each side of the border. The Biden administration has completely abandoned all the people who live on the border. They have abandoned people in the state of Texas. And Murray, these are counties and these are people who traditionally have voted Democrat that the Biden administration is ignoring.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Amazon is hiring a bunch of seasonal employees this holiday season. The Seattle-based company saying that number will reach 150,000. The average starting pay will be around $18 an hour. Game 3 of the American League Championship Series between the Boston Red Sox and Houston Astros is set for Monday night in Boston. The series tied at one game apiece. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.